I know there's some of you that know who I am, but many that may not. I'm Father David Richter. I was the associate here from 2000 to 2002, and have been a pastor since then. So it's good to be back here at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit with you. Don't you love the Acts of the Apostles in this Easter time? It's very straightforward what our life is about. We all share the vocation of holiness. And we discern the state of life that is lived out. But our vocation is to be holy, to be saints, to be witnesses that we hear every day in these Acts of the Apostles. We are witnesses of this reality that he has risen from the dead, has conquered sin, and gives us his life. This is the confidence that we have when we give ourselves to God and strive to follow him in every way. The apostles go from being scared men locked in a room to courageous men directly speaking to those that they used to be afraid of. And this is the new life that we celebrated at Easter that is ours. But you catch in the gospel, the key thing for us is to truly believe. And belief isn't this intellectual assent of, yeah, I say God's real. That's not belief. Belief changes our life. I have a diabetes appointment. And if I went there and they said, you know, do you believe that you have diabetes? And I say, yeah. Well, are you taking insulin? No. That wouldn't make any sense. If I really believe that I have it, and I want to be healthy and live, I need to take the insulin. If we believe that Jesus is the Son of God and he is our salvation, it should order our life to be courageous. To be courageous and obey him. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. And that is how the apostles became men that changed the world, because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us invoke that gift. Let us beg the Lord for that gift, so that we may be witnesses by what we say and what we do, that Jesus is truly our Lord, is Lord of all. And thus, we will be witnesses in our time.